Vice President Joe Biden has now been sworn into a second term. President Obama will be sworn in at noon in a small ceremony ahead of the large public event tomorrow. The inaugural celebration is a welcome distraction for many following the seemingly endless political fights we've experienced in Washington. Joining us for more is Ken Walsh, Chief White House Correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column. And Ken, these political battles, gun control, immigration reform, the debt ceiling that we have hanging over our heads, they will certainly pick back up in almost no time. But don't these events like the inauguration seem to help us see the bigger picture for at least a weekend, maybe?
Well, yeah, I think what President Obama is hoping for, I think what a lot of Americans are hoping for, is that this is a sort of a unifying moment, however brief it is. As you say, there's a tremendous amount of collisions and clashes we're having, and it seems like there's endless disagreement in Washington, so one thing or another. But I think that what a lot of people hope for the actual public inauguration is sort of celebrating the extraordinary nature of American democracy, our stable system, and the peaceful retention of power in a world where that's such a blessing, as we see in Syria and other places, this whole brutal dynamic of violence being used in surrounding politics. So at least for a moment, I think we might be able to step back and celebrate what we have in a positive way. But the clashes and the disagreements will pick up almost immediately. And so we'll be back to, I think, the whole notion of sort of how we get some kind of a compromise on many of the issues facing us.
And the president will try to strike a very serious tone, not a particularly political tone. He might leave that for later on, like the State of the Union. What do we know about his address that he's going to give? He supposedly started working on it in December. He was still tinkering with it, we hear, this weekend.
Yes, well, one that's very prominent in his mind is sort of the Martin Luther King connection, the Martin Luther King Jr. Of course, Martin Luther King Jr. has been very important to President Obama throughout his life, the famous civil rights leader, and I think you'll see a lot of that resonance there in the speech. The idea of adhering to principles or fundamental American values, and I think that's going to be very important. I think, though, that you do have President Obama talking also about the need in a modern context of people not letting bitterness and partisanship overcome common sense. So I think you'll see an attempt to strike the balance between principle and adhering to principle and need to move ahead on different issues by not being overly stubborn about one ideology or another. It's going to be a difficult balance, but I think he's going to try in the inauguration speech to be more lofty and high-minded. The State of the Union, I think, will get down to more specifics and probably be a tougher speech.
All right. Ken Walsh, Chief White House Correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column.